All right, a Tuesday edition of The Zone right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you, Beards, and Corey Anderson on this Tuesday. It's The Zone, Sports Radio 810 WHB. We've got you for the next 4 hours heading up until 2 o'clock. Jam-packed show today, as it is on Tuesdays, because we've got Adam Teicher for an hour talking some football, NFL football, as the Chiefs still getting ready for the Bills in a divisional round matchup, 5:30 out at Arrowhead Stadium. 2.5-point favorites are the Chiefs. 54, I believe, is the over-under still. 55, actually. Now, I think it may have gone up a point, thinking that it's going to be a higher-scoring game. Last go-around, we know, was 58 points. 38-20 winners were the Buffalo Bills. So we will talk about that, the win for the Chiefs over the Steelers with Adam Teicher, his takeaway, his view, what he thinks of this Chiefs team, and, of course, the rematch of the loss for the Chiefs against the Bills earlier this season, and what he thinks of that matchup, both teams coming in off of historic offensive performances in a different way. Buffalo, the first game where a team did not punt, kick a field goal, or turn the ball over. And the Chiefs coming off a performance where Patrick Mahomes threw 5 touchdown passes in the shortest amount of time in NFL playoff history by roughly 15 minutes of game time. Tom Brady held the record back in 2011 of 25 minutes of game time throwing 5 touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes did it in just over 10, a little less than 11 minutes. So historic nights offensively for both team. So a lot of stuff to talk about this week and get into, a lot of breaking down what I believe could be the game of the playoffs. And I believe the winner of the game on Sunday goes to the Super Bowl. And, you know, maybe it's the red-colored glasses, but I think this is the toughest matchup left for the Chiefs in the playoffs. That includes Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers and how good their defense can be with Jair Alexander back. And we'll see a healthier Green Bay Packers team. Was Za'Darius Smith as well this weekend, Bakhtiari. So they've got some guys back. They've got some players. We know that. The Chiefs won earlier this year with Jordan Love and without some of those guys out there. All of that stuff is taken into account for me. But I do believe the toughest, not that Green Bay won't be tough if they get there, not that Tampa Bay wouldn't be tough if they get there. It's a matter of, if I'm looking at the teams remaining, the other 7 teams in the NFL in the playoffs, I think Buffalo is the toughest matchup for the Chiefs, and a game that I think the winner will go on to play in the Super Bowl and a pretty good chance of winning the Super Bowl. We will see what happens on Sunday night. Braden Gall will be our guest coming up at noon. You know, he's typically our college football insider, but we're going to keep Braden Gall on through the NFL season because he covers the NFL as well. He, you know, has a show on ESPN Radio, and he works down in Nashville, and he covers the Tennessee Titans. So we will talk to him about the NFL, but we'll focus on the Titans getting ready for their playoff start. Obviously, we're focusing on Chiefs and Bills, and there's a lot of dismissing of the Titans in the playoffs by a lot of people, not just locally, nationally as well. Mike DeCourcy on this morning with the Border Patrol saying that I just don't believe. No, come on, Nate. You know, Nate. It's my favorite Mike DeCourcy is when he just disagrees with Nate for some reason. I don't know why it's disagreeing with Nate. No, wait a minute, Nate. It's a terrible Mike DeCourcy impression, but it's all I've got. But he was talking this morning just about general NFL, and he's like, I just don't believe in the Titans. Don't think they're all that good. So the Bills and the Chiefs, the winner is going to go to the Super Bowl. And he even said the Bengals beat the Titans, which has become a sexy pick. And so we'll talk with Braden Gall about that, some other things in the NFL, maybe a college football nugget or two if we get into that. Todd Lebo in the 1 o'clock hour, Fact or Fiction with Todd Lebo in the 1 o'clock hour as well. If you want to be a part of the show, 913-912-4810, that's the text line, 913-912-4810 to text in to join us. We'll get into some of the text along the way as well. I had mentioned that myself, Beards, and back in the saddle, Corey Anderson with us. So, Corey, welcome back into the show. I wish I could see you. I would say good to see you,
yeah.
But I am not there in studio with you. But great to hear you, and good to have you back, brother.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. And I can see Beards, so that's good. My view is better than most days because usually I'm looking at you, and now I'm looking at Beards.
Right. So it's a good call.
Kind of an upgrade. I did want to just give a big heartfelt thank you to all the listeners who have reached out. I've had a lot of people reach out to me on Facebook and Twitter and text messages on the text line as well. Just, you know, condolences about losing my mother. So thanks to everybody. I know there's most of you out there have probably gone through something like this as well. So a lot of you out there know what it's like. It was my first time losing somebody that I was really close to. So it's been a tough week, but I'm glad to be back in the saddle and glad to get back to a little bit of normalcy after a kind of whirlwind last 6 days.
Well, I'm hoping that the show can become cathartic. I'm hoping that you don't lose the edge and the stupid jokes, raunchy sometimes jokes. We had a texter last week that said, man, I wish Corey was here with this Viagra talk and Josh Allen. He'd have a blast with that. I'm like, you know what? I wish he was here for a lot of different reasons, but certainly that is part of it as well. So I doubt you'll lose that edge, but it is certainly good to have you back, brother. We were all thinking about you. We were with you as much as we could be during that time. We know that it was a struggle. And you mentioned a lot of us have been in a position that you were in. It's never fun. It's never easy. You rely on the people around you. You try to get through it as best as you can. There is no roadmap or blueprint for how to get through it, how to grieve, and how to eventually get over, if it's, you know, even possible. But maybe getting back to the show can be a little bit of normalcy to start some of that healing process as well. So we are very, very happy to have you back, man. And you know that we're still with you and still thinking of you and still grieving along with you for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And you say, you know, there's no roadmap for it. There's certainly not a roadmap for the son that finds his mom's adult toys. When having to clean out her place.
You did not, right out of the gate, you did not lose it.
There's no roadmap for that, buddy, I'll tell you that.
Couldn't, like, some of her friends or something get there first and try to find those things?
That was when I subbed out with the wife.
Oh,
I said,
no.
Tag team. Yep, I'm tagging out here. Tag it out.
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe. I am out. Oh, my gosh.
No roadmap for that, buddy.
Wouldn't her, like, boyfriend or somebody else, like, be around to try to, you know?
Yeah, we were the first ones into her place, so.
Yeah, that's a wow.
I guess not the first, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to have some humor, right? If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
I know. I just, that's not where I expected to start. So, you know, that's, speaking of Bill's Mafia, you know, that's what they have as well. Wow. So. That threw me off. I did not have that. You didn't write that on the format.
I did not. I did not put that on the show sheet.
You didn't put that on the format. You list right here in the open.
I didn't know
Chiefs
I was going to go there, but you said there's no roadmap.
Matchup.
And I was like, yeah, no doubt. No roadmap for that.
I will say this. I don't know what that is like. So I haven't lost my mother, thank God. Lost my father, but you know that, I think that's much different. I don't know the experience. I don't know how many people would share in that experience with you to do that. A lot of people have lost their mother in their lives, but I'm not sure that that's one of the first things they have as a. I don't know. I doubt it's a keepsake.
Love you, Mom.
I doubt it's a memento.
It is not. We did not bring that back home with us.
A lot of things you saved, but that wasn't one you put in the case?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
Case. That would have been nice.
A lot of things would have been nice. So hopefully, other than that, it went as smoothly as possible there with, as some people don't know, or most people probably don't know, your mother lived in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. So when you got the news on Wednesday, you go and drive to Buffalo with your wife and you as the only child, it's on you. So that I have no idea how somebody would navigate that, because I have no clue how to do that. So I know that there was a lot that went into that for you while grieving and trying to figure things out, arrangements, all of that stuff, end of life plan, if there is that or not. Like, there's a lot of stuff on your plate. And then there was that. So I'm not sure.
And provided some good laughs. So.
That's good. That's good. It's always good to try to get a laugh in there from time to time, because it is certainly difficult. So we are glad to have you back, man. You know that. And hopefully the next 3 hours and now 45 minutes will be something to take your mind off that now that we're done with that. Take your mind off that. I hope that you can take your mind off that eventually. I don't know that that's ever something you can get out of your memory banks.
No, it's like when you look at the sun, even when you close your eyes, you can see the sun. It is now, you know, it's now like scarred in my memory. So.
Oh, man. I'm sorry for that, too. I'm sorry for your find. Sorry for your loss and sorry for your find.
Yeah, thanks.
That took place there as well. Okay, so I'm not sure how to adjust from that, but we will persevere. We will move on, and we will try to do that. We talked yesterday, Corey, a lot about the Chiefs and Steelers, obviously, in that game. We touched on the Chiefs and Bills matchup and just looking previously in the 38-20 loss, but we didn't really do a deep dive on that at all. What we did was a general feeling. I gave my general thoughts on it after talking about Steelers and Chiefs. Beards gave his general thoughts or feeling on it. Mick, same thing. So I want to get my first thought and inclination, just to give you a heads up if you didn't hear the show, which is perfectly fine. You had other things to do. My first thought yesterday was, I think I'm picking the Bills to win. That was my first reaction. Now, I do have a change today, and there's a lot of reasons for that.
The week goes on, it always happens that way. The Chiefs get better and better as the week goes on.
Yeah, last night, as a preview, last night I went and rewatched the game again, the 38-20 loss for the Chiefs, and the condensed version on the NFL app. So it's about 38 minutes, I think this one was, and then taking notes again while watching it. So roughly an hour 15, not bad, to go back and watch that to get another feel of that. And oddly enough, coming out of the 38-20 loss, I thought, I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs this go-around, and I'll explain that. Beards, his first thought yesterday and feeling was Bills are going to win. So what's your first thought before I get into all of why I have a change of heart or the quarterback matchup, Allen and Mahomes and the national analysts weighing in on that? What's your initial thought, feeling as this divisional round gets ready to take place?
So Saturday night, I was positive the Bills are going to win this game, regardless of what the Chiefs came out and did against the Steelers, because it was the Steelers. There was nothing the Chiefs were going to be able to show me against the Steelers that was going to take out what I had just watched that Bills team do to the Patriots. Then the Chiefs come out and they're sluggish, and I'm like, okay, this might actually even be really ugly. The Chiefs needed to do something historic in order to give me any bit of faith that they were going to be able to come out and win this game, and they went and did something historic. I think the most brilliant play call of the game was the Mecole Hardman double fumble with Darrell Williams, because it put Pat Mahomes in FU mode. Like, really? You take the ball out of my hands, and this is what happens, and they pick it up, and they score a touchdown. F you, Andy. F you, Eric. I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to show you guys why you don't take the ball out of my hands. And he just went into that mode that he goes into, and they went out, and like you said, it was, what, like 11 and a half minutes? He scored five touchdowns, threw five touchdown passes. Like, it was incredible. And they went on a run like that, and that's what they needed to do. Now, I still say, it was against the Steelers. I don't think much against the Steelers. But you did that against a playoff team who you had just given the ultimate confidence, giving them the lead on the road in a game where they had shut you out for a quarter and a half. And suddenly they feel like they've got life. And Patrick Mahomes just strangled the life out of them. And something like that had to happen, because what Josh Allen and the Bills did Saturday night, and I was in Buffalo, and I was out in that cold a lot during the day and the evening, loading stuff and doing it. Was miserable. Absolutely miserable. And so when they're out there playing the game, like, we're back in our hotel room by this point, and my wife and my daughter, and we're all laying there in bed and the game's on. And my daughter, she's seven, she's like, I can't believe they're outside. Daddy, I don't even want to go outside to get to the car to get something, because at that point she wanted to go get her baby doll out of the car.
Yeah.
Like, she was too – and so, I went and did it, because I'm a great dad, But, it was miserable. Like, you were outside for 10 seconds and absolutely miserable. So I understand that it gets cold here in Kansas City, and I understand that there are days that are like it was in Buffalo that night, but it was – miserable. And for them to go out and do what they did against the number two scoring defense in the league, I couldn't have been more impressed with what the Bills did. And so the Chiefs had to do something historic, and yet I still find myself sitting here thinking, and I know we're going to talk about all the reasons in week five that game should kind of be discounted, and I'm with you on that, but looking at the way they played just this weekend and the way they've been playing, it's tough for me to pick the Chiefs to win this game, but when it comes down to it, that means I'm going to have to pick against Patrick Mahomes at home in the playoffs, and Tom Brady's not on the other side. So I don't still know where I'm leaning. Right now, I'm pretty much dead down the middle. Maybe the slightest lean to Buffalo. We'll see how, you know, injuries shape out this week. Who's playing? Does anybody have COVID? You know, any of that stuff. But this is just an incredible matchup, and I can't wait.
It's, you know, you pointed out the FU mode for Patrick Mahomes after the Mecole Hardman fumble, the Darrell Williams fumble, the J.J. Watt recovery, and or T.J. Watt recovery, and then, you know, touchdown. And now all of a sudden you're struggling and you're kind of messing around with the Steelers a little bit, and maybe you're trying to do too much and you're playing tense and tight and not free, and now you're down 7-0. Now it's one thing to be, you know, the defense getting stops and you getting the ball back and feeling like, all right, we're going to get this thing rolling. And then you're down and you're losing and you're like, all right, what the heck is going on? And you're right, it was FU mode. And that next possession, there were 8 plays for 76 yards. 1 play was a running play for -2 to McKinnon. Patrick Mahomes had 7 plays, 83 yards, because there was also a false start. So Mahomes had to account for 83 yards in the air and running. 7 of the 8 plays were passing plays. It was let Pat play. It was finally like, you know, they were running the football, and I know a lot of people before that happened were on Twitter that were like, you know, they've got to stick with the run on this one. I mean, run the football. You're having a, you know, you're effective against the run, and you're picking up these chunks of yards, and then you're passing it, and Mahomes is trying to do too much, and, you know, you've got to run the football. Rely on that. The Steelers suck. And my reaction has always been, no, just put the ball in Patrick's hands and let him go and say, here's 3 downs to pick up 10 yards. Go do it, and let's see what happens. And they run 8 plays. They get a -1 run from McKinnon. And the rest of them were Patrick Mahomes passes and a 23-yard run himself, and it's a touchdown. And after that Mecole Hardman fumble of lining up in the backfield in the Wildcat formation, the Chiefs ran 41 plays to get their 6 touchdowns. 31 of them were passing plays. Now, a couple Mahomes scrambles, but they were passing plays. Mm-hmm. They were not handoffs. It was a let Pat play. And you're right, it was an FU mode. It was let's go out there and just play ball. And this version of Patrick Mahomes and letting Pat play is different than mid-season version of let Pat play. When he was struggling, and we know he was, when it was tentative, or, all right, now I'm supposed to throw here. Okay, now I'm supposed to throw to the running back. All right, I can't throw deep here because they've got that taken care of there. Like, it looked like he was just thinking way too much, and I know he's supposed to think, but just go out and play. His mind works so fast. He processes things so fast. It's like in the NFL when you talk about a defender, thinking is the ultimate, anchor. It is the ultimate hitch. That or plow, you just it slows you down. Just go and play. You're processing everything, so you are thinking, but you're not stopping and thinking of what's going on. I felt like that was going on with Patrick Mahomes. And then after he had the back-to-back games without a touchdown, heading into the postseason, before that Steelers game, he had 5 games after the back-to-back games without a touchdown pass. The next 5 weeks, Chiefs went 4-1, lost to the Bengals. But he completed 71%, averaged almost 300 a game, 12 touchdowns, 1 interception, a 114.5 quarterback rating. And then you can throw in the 5 touchdowns if you want to against the Steelers and 400 yards and 1 interception. And then you've got the last 6 games, 5-1, 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions and 1 fumble loss, 17 touchdowns, 3 turnovers. Like it... This is a different let Pat play version of Patrick Mahomes than middle of the season. So I'm with you. It was a brilliant play call. Mecole, fumble the football in the mesh point. Darrell, pick up the ball and fumble it again. TJ, pick it up and score. All right, Chiefs, let's go.
Is there anybody more frustrated in the stadium than Patrick Mahomes of like, are you freaking kidding me? The one play you take the ball out of my hands, this happens. Never do it. Just don't do it. And I know later Kelsey throws a touchdown, and that's all fun and good, but they're kicking their ass at that point. So it's not like, you know, it's a 0-0 game and you're struggling. That's not the time to try to get cute. That's the time to let your best player try to make plays. Mm-hmm. And I heard Saran yesterday talking on the press conference with Andy Reid saying, you know, the things like that with that play and then Kelce, and are these things that you put on tape to make other teams think? I think other teams are thinking, if you ever have Mecole Hardman taking the snap and running a read, you know, a read zone play, zone read play, they're like, cool. That's one less play of Patrick Mahomes. Now, I get it down on the goal line. The Kelce stuff has been successful, but it was very frustrating. But then again, it turned out to be brilliant because it lit Mahomes on fire.
Yep, he was brilliant. From that point forward, let's see, what were the numbers that we talked about yesterday? So after the Mecole Hardman play, and they're down 7-0, Patrick Mahomes in 6 touchdown drives, 23 of 26, 357, 5 touchdowns, no interception, a perfect quarterback rating of 158.3, and adding in 27 yards rushing as well. That was, you're right, the FU mode of, all right, enough of this BS. Let's go. This is the Steelers. We know we're better than this team. Let's go do this. All right, we're not losing in the wild card round to the Steelers. Not going to happen. So there is that element of, I'm not letting this happen, Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Which we haven't seen that from Josh Allen. The, I'm not letting this loss happen in the playoffs. I guess I'd have to go back and look at last year's divisional round game and what took place in that before the Chiefs faced off against the Bills in the AFC Championship game, in which they, you know, won that game. But there was never an element in that game where Josh Allen was like, you know what, the Chiefs are making this run right now. No, I'm going to stop this on this drive right here. And the Chiefs were down 9-0 and went, what, 24, 28 straight? Something like that.
I know that they ran off. They rattled off 38-6 from that point, because from being down 9-0, it was 38-15 before the Bills tacked on a couple meaningless scores.
Yeah, yeah, and so they went on that run, and that was Mahomes saying, "Not going to happen, not going to happen." It was after the Mecole Hardman, you know, muffed punt, and Buffalo gets a score, and over on the sideline, Mahomes is talking to him of, you know, keeping him in the game, keeping his head in the game, and we've seen Mahomes do that time and again. So. That's also part of where I come back to with the, you know, Buffalo-Kansas City rematch in the divisional round. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. I want to hear from ESPN had a roundtable with Jeff Saturday, Dominique Foxworth, Dan Graziano, and Mike Greenberg. And they were just asked and went around the room which quarterback will lead their team to the AFC Championship game this weekend at Arrowhead. So they weigh in on that. I want to weigh in on that. And then why I've switched from the initial feeling of Buffalo winning to then feeling pretty strong and not going to waver this week on my pick of the Chiefs. We'll do that on the other side of the break. And we'll talk with Adam Teicher at 11 o'clock, Braden Gall at noon, Todd Lebo, Fact or Fiction, all still to come here on this Tuesday edition. 913-912-4810. That is the text line. Text in. We'll get to those as well. More Zone rolling along on a Tuesday next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Ask me about my wiener.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. The Zone, Jason Anderson, Corey Anderson, and Beards. We'll hear from Adam Teicher at 11 o'clock for the 11 o'clock hour. Braden Gall, we'll talk with him in the noon hour. Some Titans football as the number one seed gets ready to take on the Bengals and start their playoffs. Todd Lebo, 1 o'clock, Fact or Fiction. All to come here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. So we will we'll obviously talk a lot of NFL football today. Let's play the roundtable here if we can, Beards. This is ESPN this morning on Get Up had Jeff Saturday, Dominique Foxworth, Dan Graziano, and Mike Greenberg. This is about 2 minutes long. They start with Jeff Saturday, then they go to Dominique Foxworth, then Dan Graziano, and then Greenberg weighs in at the end. And the question was posed to Jeff Saturday first, which quarterback leads their team to a win on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium and an AFC Championship game appearance, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes?
Josh Allen. Josh Allen. You just saw those numbers that he had on week five. You saw it against the Patriots. Listen, this offensive line is one of the hottest offensive lines in the NFL. The last 4 weeks, they have given him all day. When you give a man of that size and stature all day in the pocket with the arm arrogance, as RC talks about, that he can rip that thing in, and then he can run it. Look, on third and three and third and four, they didn't turn around and hand it to a running back. They ran QB sweep, QB draw at you. That is scary for any defense. You're playing 11 on 11. He will have a big day, just like he had in week five. He's going to score with his arm, but his legs are the difference maker, in my opinion, in this game.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen's his best is better than Patrick Mahomes. Mm. But I don't think that Josh Allen can reach that on a regular basis. We saw him reach it last week. I don't imagine he'll do it again this week. Although Patrick Mahomes has to go up against those safeties who are outstanding, he's aware of that. And we've seen Patrick Mahomes time and time again be just incredible week after week after week. And with the way that the Chiefs' defense mix it up, I think they will find a way to confuse Josh Allen from time to time. He won't play bad, but I don't think he's going to play nearly as well as he did against the Patriots.
I'm taking Josh Allen. I think this is his moment. I think this is a team that is geared up for this game. They remain annoyed about how badly they played in the AFC Championship game in Kansas City last year. They've been eyeing this for an entire calendar year. I think they're going to be up for it, and I think the reason is going to be Josh Allen.
Well, they've had two dragons to slay, if you will. They got the first one last week. They got Belichick. They got the Patriots. Yep. It wasn't Brady, but take it from one who knows. Every team in the AFC East has been just getting their, Absolutely. You know, getting smashed by the Patriots for so long. So for this team and that quarterback to go out there and do what he did on Saturday night, that's putting one of those to rest. But now to your point, I think they consider this one the big one.
Yeah, they do. And look, I mean, they played a perfect game on Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, we're going to be looking up in a month and like Leslie Frazier is going to be coaching the Bears and Brian Daboll is going to be coaching the Dolphins and Josh Allen is going to be Super Bowl MVP and all this. Like, it'll be like they played a perfect, nobody looked better. Or even really that close.
Yeah.
And Kansas City, I hate picking against Kansas City. They make me look bad every time I do it, but I think this is Buffalo's moment.
So a number of things there that's interesting. Two of the three pick Josh Allen to be the better quarterback and to lead their team and have his moment. The one person, Dominique Foxworth, that picked Patrick Mahomes still ticked off Chiefs fans by saying Josh Allen's best is better than Patrick Mahomes' best. Going through some of those points that they made there, Mike Greenberg in Slaying the Dragon, that they slayed the dragon last week with the Patriots and now they got the Chiefs this week. They slayed the Patriots dragon last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't
Mac Jones is not a dragon to them, and
yeah,
you don't think
no.
of the other coach. It was Tom Brady, and he's gone.
And he's gone, and they won the East last year.
Yeah.
That was the, all right, we got over the Patriots. It might have been without Tom Brady on the Patriots, but we don't care. And we got to the AFC Championship game. Like, if that ain't slaying a dragon and proving that you're there and you've arrived, then I don't know what is. Last week, obviously, was a dynamic, dominant performance against the Patriots. Maybe in the playoffs was to slay that dragon because they lost at home earlier that season, you know, this year in what was a crazy wild weather day. They still went to New England later on in, you know, a few weeks later and beat the Patriots pretty good. So slaying, and they also won the East again this year. So it's back-to-back years and when the Patriots were right there and, you know, competing with them. So slaying the dragon, whatever. One way or another. The Josh Allen's best is better than Patrick Mahomes' best. Obviously, I'm going to lean Patrick Mahomes because, you know, I think Josh Allen's best is amazing. When Josh Allen is playing at his best, he is an absolute franchise quarterback and one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Patrick Mahomes playing at his best is the best player in the world. And so if Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen both play their best on Sunday, their A++++ game, I'll take the Chiefs to win that game, and they'll go on to the Super Bowl because I believe in Patrick Mahomes doing those things and his best being better than Josh Allen. There's storylines to this game, and I think people are buying in or believing and running with the storylines of this is the Bills' moment, this is Josh Allen's moment. It may be. That may be the case, but at home in a divisional round, and you're asking me Patrick Mahomes versus name another quarterback in the AFC, until you prove otherwise, the answer is Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen may go out there and win this Sunday, and if that's the case, next year, if it's the same question, then yeah, I'm with you, you know, picking one side or the other. But Mahomes has never lost in the playoffs to an AFC quarterback that's still in the AFC. Right? It's just Tom Brady. He has beaten the other ones, including Josh Allen, including Ryan Tannehill, including Baker Mayfield, including Deshaun Watson. You know, he's beaten the quarterbacks remaining outside of Joe Burrow. Mahomes has already taken care of in the playoffs. So I just don't know how you can lean, you know, go Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes when it's Mahomes at home with the Chiefs in the playoffs, and it's simply something he has not, you know, failed at in his career outside of Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's been kind of popular this year for national media especially to kind of come after Mahomes because he's been the darling the last few years, and he hasn't been as dominant this year as he's been. But when you look at their seasons, Mahomes had a better season than Josh Allen, just slightly, but he threw for more yards, he threw for more touchdowns and less interceptions. They're pretty close. Offensively, these teams are really similar. When you look at the way, you know, the points they put up, I think the Bills are just barely ahead. I've got it right here. The Bills score 28.4, which is third. The Chiefs score 28.2, which is fourth. Mahomes has thrown 13 interceptions, now 14, and Josh Allen has thrown 15. So these guys are close in what they're doing offensively, but I think that everybody wants to be the ones that pick the upset. Picking Mahomes and sticking with Mahomes is the easy route, and when he wins, it's like, oh, I took a chance. I thought this was Josh Allen's time. No harm, no foul. But if you're the one who picks Josh Allen to beat Mahomes, then you get to tout yourself as the one who said you saw it coming. Having said that, Dominique Foxworth picked the Chiefs to win, said Mahomes will have the better game this weekend, but you're right. He did say Josh Allen's best is better than Patrick Mahomes' best. I was looking at, before I heard Dominique Foxworth say that this morning, I was wondering myself, because Saturday's game was the best game Josh Allen's ever played. Quarterback rating, QBR, statistically, it was his best game ever. So I went back to look at Patrick Mahomes' entire career. 63 games for Patrick Mahomes. And I know these are just two stats that are out there that have their flaws. But how many games in the 63 games that Patrick Mahomes has played has he had a higher quarterback rating than Josh Allen had on Saturday night?
QBR or your traditional rating?
Rating first.
What was Allen's rating on Saturday night?
157.6.
It's pretty legit. It's damn near perfect. I will say I can't remember Mahomes having a game that was, you know, a 0.7 away from being a perfect quarterback rating. So I would say zero.
The answer is zero. Patrick Mahomes' best game ever, quarterback rating-wise, was that Week 2 game in his MVP season against Pittsburgh where he threw the 6 touchdown passes. He had a 154.8 QB rating. Outside of that, his next highest quarterback rating was a 143 Week 1 of the Super Bowl season at Jacksonville. That was the game he lost Tyreek Hill in, and Sammy Watkins went crazy. All right, so Josh Allen, QBR Saturday night. How many games in Patrick Mahomes' 63 career games has he had a higher QBR than Josh Allen had? Allen's QBR Saturday night was 98.5.
I would say probably zero, because I'm not sure there's been a 98.5 QBR. That's really hard to get to. So I would wonder how many you know, games since QBR has been going on that there's been a higher 98.5. So I'm going to say zero.
The answer is zero. Patrick Mahomes' highest QBR ever in a game was after the defending Super Bowl champ year. So last year, Week 3 at Baltimore, Mahomes had a 98 QBR. Here's the good sign for Mahomes. Two of his next three highest QBRs in his career, 97.7 in the AFC Championship game against the Titans, 94.3 in the AFC Championship game last year against Buffalo. But so quite literally, if somebody calls Dominique Foxworth out, he can literally say Josh Allen's best is better than Patrick Mahomes' best, because in 63 games, Mahomes has never been rated as highly in either of those two statistics than Josh Allen was on Saturday night. And there's not even the, you can't say it was a matchup-driven thing, because the Patriots were the number two scoring defense in the NFL, the number four overall defense in the NFL. It was a Bill Belichick coach team, and it was in the playoffs. and it was negative 10 degree wind chill.
Yeah,
so the element, I mean, it was a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
And that's why when you said earlier, if Josh Allen plays his A++ game and Patrick Mahomes plays his A++ game, you're taking the Chiefs. I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I think the one thing the Chiefs have going for them is that Josh Allen can't do it as consistently as Patrick Mahomes. And when I look at the Bills, they're the number one defense in the NFL. And statistically, they are better across the board than the Chiefs defensively. And I think if Josh Allen plays his A++ game, then the Chiefs aren't going to win this game. But I'm banking on him not doing that because I don't think he's shown the consistency to think that he can come out and do that back-to-back weeks or come on the road and do it in a game that means as much as this one means. So my bet is that Mahomes plays really well. Josh Allen plays well, but not, and that's the way the Chiefs win. Josh Allen can have a good game, but not a great game.
2 through 52, I think I'm still taking the Chiefs. And I know the Bills' defense is rated as highly as they are in terms of points per game and yards and things like that. I still think overall I'll take the Chiefs even if you take the quarterback away. I think the Chiefs have the better roster. It's a matter of how well they're playing right now, and Buffalo clearly has the best performance of the playoffs to date. In the six games, they had the number one performance, and it was against, like you said, in the elements against the Patriots. So there is something to be said for playing at a high level like that. Foxworth's point of, is there that consistency from Josh Allen, I think is certainly a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know those numbers about the QBR and the quarterback rating. Those are interesting because Josh Allen was absolutely brilliant. He was brilliant on Saturday night. I went back and looked at the four games before the playoffs, so that's since their the Bills' last loss. So once they lost their final game of the season, they went 4 weeks, 4-0, or their last loss of the season. They went 4-0 in their final four games of the season. In that time, Josh Allen completed 55% of his passes with 8 touchdowns and 4 interceptions and a quarterback rating of 78.9. That's going 4-0 before the game against the Patriots. So 4 of his last 5 games, he had a 78.9 quarterback rating, and then he has that amazing game. Whereas Mahomes, in his last 5 games, since he had the back-to-back games of, no touchdowns, we talked about it, 71% completion percentage, almost 300 yards per game, 12 touchdowns, 1 interception, and a 114.5 quarterback rating. And then he does what he did against the Steelers. So Foxworth point, high end is better, Allen better than Mahomes, but Allen doesn't have that consistency. I definitely agree with the second part. The numbers, as you just pointed out, would say that Josh Allen's A++ game would be better than Patrick Mahomes' A++ game in terms of what we've seen in their career so far. But I think even 2 through 53, if I'm looking at it, I'm saying Mahomes and Allen, if we're going to cancel them out, those two cancel each other out, I think the Chiefs, the way this defense to me is playing, when they have the intensity, when they have the playoff urgency. I don't think we saw that against the Bengals, but I also think we saw some jump balls that Ja'Marr Chase was an alien in that game. And against the Broncos, I think they were sleepwalking. I think they were just going through the motions against the Broncos. They had stuff to play for, but it didn't look like that out on the field. Against the Steelers, that was the urgency, playoff intensity, coming up and making tackles outside of number 32 and coming up and hitting and, doing the things that you expect a defense to do. And that's why even the Steelers' bad offense didn't reach the 50-yard line or across the 50-yard line till 6:30 to go in the third quarter. That was an incredibly dominant game. And if they play like that, or at least play with the sense of urgency, the intensity, the energy, I'd like the Chiefs' defense against the Bills' offense as opposed to, vice versa. Bills defense versus the Chiefs offense, if you just take away the quarterbacks. And that, I still think the Chiefs team overall is better than the Bills, even if you say the quarterbacks are negligible and those they cancel each other out.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I feel like I like obviously Tyreek and Kelce are great, but outside of that, I think that there is much more balance across the board with the weapons that Josh Allen has. I think him being a running threat, like Mahomes scrambled nicely for a few gains, but he is part of the Bills' running game and a very, very dynamic part, and they are incredible at running with Josh Allen. And so I just feel like if Josh Allen plays a great game on Sunday, then I don't think the Chiefs win this game. But I'm not convinced that Josh Allen can come out and put back-to-back great games together. I don't think there's the pressure on him on Saturday against the Patriots team that they know they were better than. Even the game that they lost where the Patriots ran it, what, 46 times and threw it three? I came out of that game thinking, wow, the Bills are the much better team. And they didn't let Josh Allen throw. They worried about the elements too much because he proved later in the game that he could move the ball throwing the ball when they had to. And I think that they game-planned themselves out of that one because of the weather. And I think he knew he was playing a team that they were so much better than. And I think he comes into this one saying, yeah, we won 38-20, but he's not stupid. He knows that Melvin Ingram wasn't there. He knows Chris Jones and Charvarius Ward wasn't there. These guys aren't dumb. He knows that Nick Bolton plays more snaps now and that he can't just look for Dan Sorensen the way he did on two huge plays in that game. He knows this is a completely different Chiefs team, and they came here last year and got their asses handed to them in the AFC Championship game. So I think there's a lot more pressure on him, and I don't know how he handles that mentally. But if he does come out and put together his best possible game, similar to what he did or plays as well as he did Saturday night, I think the Chiefs are in for it.
We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll continue rolling. Wrap up this hour. Adam Teicher in the 11 o'clock hour. Braden Gall at noon. Todd Lebo, 1 o'clock. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Lunch provided by the Wiener Wagon today. So I'm looking forward to that. 11
We're
to
surrounded
1.
By tools and wieners.
That's exactly right. You know what? That's a dream.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we'll hear from Adam Teicher from ESPN Chiefs Insider coming up next. By the way, Texter said that on that segment, they asked Marcus Spears first, and he said Mahomes. He definitely picked Mahomes.
Okay, good.
The clip they post starts with Jeff Saturday.
Yeah, the one.
It was interesting because the video has Marcus Spears
his head
left.
Was in there the whole time, and you're like, why aren't they asking Marcus Spears?
Like, why did? I guess maybe he's just not a part of the segment, but that's interesting. Someone that saw it live. Yeah. So let's go through real quick. We did our 1 through 14 in quarterback rankings before the playoffs started last week. Josh Briscoe in on Thursday, Beards, myself. We went through 1 through 14, and we actually had Big Ben ranked 25th in our rankings. So I don't know how we all got to that, but we did. There are 8 quarterbacks remaining. So let's get into the 1 through 8 in the quarterbacks that are remaining here for the playoffs. So here we go. Number 1, I've got Patrick Mahomes.
Same.
Corey, Patrick Mahomes.
Same,
Beards.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. All right. Number 2, Rodgers.
Same.
I have Brady.
Same. Brady.
I've
so
got
you,
Brady too.
You flipped Brady and Rodgers. Brady number 3 for you, Corey?
No.
Oh, okay. So I've got Brady 3. Beards, do you have Rodgers 3?
I do.
Okay, so who's your third, Corey?
I've got Josh Allen at number 3.
Of course you do.
and maybe that's just because Allen I'm scared of what could happen Sunday, but I've got him at number 3. I would rather be playing the Bucs and Tom Brady than the Bills and Josh Allen this week in this game.
Interesting. Interesting. Do you have Brady number 4?
I do.
Okay. I've got Allen number 4.
As do I.
I've got Burrow 5.
Yep.
Yes.
Stafford 6?
Yes.
Tannehill 7?
No.
Yes.
Okay, so you've got Garoppolo 7, Tannehill 8.
Yep. Corey. I've just got those two flip-flop, but they neither one of them concern me, but yeah.
6 in one hand, half dozen in the other thingy. Yeah, so Rodgers and Brady flipped for Beards.
No, those were the same as my original ranking. I had Brady second, Rodgers third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the same exact ranking. It's just I eliminated Dak, Carr,
yep.
Kyler, and then moved Tannehill up, and then Hurts, Jones, moved Garoppolo up, and then Big Ben was already last anyway.
Hey, Jason, I don't know if you guys talked about this yesterday or not. Did you see who's reffing the Chiefs game on Sunday?
Oh, God, who?
John Hussey.
Jerome Boger.
The Bengals game where every Chiefs fan thought that it was a fix and that the refs had the Bengals winning that game no matter what.
Of course.
John Hussey will be the referee,
of course.
His crew. Now, remember, that was, I think, John Hussey and three other guys had to come join that crew because, did they ever say it was for COVID? Everybody was pretty sure it was because of COVID reasons. But John Hussey is scheduled to be the referee in this game, and he ref the Bengals game.
Carl Sheffers ref the first Buffalo game. And going back and watching the game again, which I didn't get into all of the things that that I took away from that game that had me switch from first instincts Buffalo to now I'm definitely picking the Chiefs. Carl Sheffers ref that game. And in that game, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth kept commenting on, shocker, another flag. Oh, hey, here's another penalty flag. Well, might as well be a flag because they haven't thrown one in two plays. Like, Al Michaels was getting so annoyed. And then when they called the roughing the passer on Frank Clark, I forgot about Al Michaels saying, well, not a surprise, they've called everything else in this game. So that was Carl Sheffers. I forgot that there were so many penalties there. Adam Teicher coming up next from ESPN.